Welcome. You are about to take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Bouffet on the Love by Intuition show. For the next hour, allow her to prepare you in becoming a magnet for a profound love-infused relationship by identifying and focusing on solutions through love. Awaken the light within and let your essence shine. And now, here's Deborah Bouffet on Love by Intuition, all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Welcome, everyone. Bonjour, mes amis. And yes, here I am again, Deborah Bouffet, host of the Love by Intuition show, founder, owner of the Dream Vision 7 radio network, and the Kids for Love project and radio show. And I have to say, we're going to be bringing in our guest, and it includes talking about children. And I'm with going to the school in Pawtucket, where I'm facilitating the Kids for Love project, they're really getting it. They're grade school, 6 and 7 years old, and they're really getting what we're sharing, and I'm feeling the vibration when we're together, so I'm really excited about that. You're listening to a live Dream Vision 7 radio broadcast here at 1510 AM WMEX Boston. You can hear the Love by Intuition show every week, and then also you can go to our own station, Dream Visions, all one word, with an S on the end, the number 7radio.com, and hear Love by Intuition Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. Eastern Time. And the show tonight, I always like to broadcast it Tuesday and Friday. So if you're listening and you want your family or friends or coworkers to hear this, you can pick it up Tuesday and Friday. Well, we've got a great guest. Actually, she is a Hay House author of Ignite the Light, Empowering Children and Adults to Be Their Absolute Best. Now, Vicki Savini, the author, is a mother, teacher, and inspiring speaker who has been empowering children and adults through individual consultations and group workshops for over a decade. She is a science mind practitioner, Reiki energy worker, as well as a talented, intuitive life coach. She uses her real-world experiences and eclectic training to educate, enlighten, and empower individuals to believe in themselves and be their absolute best. And what she shares is everything that I'm about, what Dream Vision 7 is about. It's all learning how to live consciously, awakened, learning how to love self. And it's a process. It's a journey, but that's why we're here, and then to serve and give to others. And it balances, and it's really exciting when it does. So without further ado, and I should mention, if you want to hear Vicki on the Kids for Love project show, go to our site and just click in Vicki Savini, S-A-V-I-N-I, and up will come the archive for when she was on the show then. And we focused on the kids. Today it's all. So without waiting any longer, welcome to the show, Vicki Savini.
Hi, Deborah. Thank you so much for having me again. I'm so excited to talk with you.
Yes, and this time we have all kinds of time. So without, let's get right into it. And one of the first things I wanted to ask you is, what compelled you to write this kind of book?
It's funny. I remember at one point I was sitting at my computer and I just started typing, and something deep inside of me told me that it was going to turn into a book. And as I sat back and typed, after I typed for about 2 hours, I sat back and I smiled and I said, you know what, my whole life has led to this. And ironically, I really started to look back at my life and what I had done in my life. And from the time I was a teenager, I was constantly and consistently working to really help others, to help children, to help my peers. And my life just kind of took that path. You know, years ago I competed in the Miss America Scholarship Pageant, and we had to have a platform, something that we really believed in and that we would put community service into. And that was the most important part to me in all of those years of competing. And my platform was called Handle with Care, Childhood is Too Precious to Ignore. And even back then, as a 17, 18, 19-year-old, I was still working towards the same goal of celebrating childhood and of realizing that childhood is simply too precious to ignore. So I think that's really what prompted me to write this book. My whole life has led up to this, 20 years of me just promoting the celebration of childhood as opposed to the disintegration of it.
Now, did you have a healthy childhood, or did something happen that focused you on doing something about the kids?
Yeah, you know, that's very interesting, because I look back at my life and I think I had a wonderful childhood. You know, we all have our ups and downs, and our parents Sure. do the best that they can, but by no means did I have a horrific childhood. And somewhere in my mind, I used to think the only people who really write about this stuff are people who had something awful that happened to them. But that's not the truth for me. I believe that we're all here for a purpose, and it was clear to me at a young age that my purpose was really to help other people to understand children and to speak their language and to really see through their eyes. And so writing the book for me was really like a no-brainer, because it's just important for me that we're looking at these children and that we're teaching them from a young age how to love themselves. And how to use the seven essentials that I talk about in my book.
Yeah, and you know what? It's refreshing to hear that you didn't have anything horrible happen, which really confirms and validates that, you know, for me, my childhood was different. For those that listen to the show, it pops up here and there. But they were gifts. As you go along on your awakened journey, you realize all the things that happen, even things that aren't healthy, are gifts, and it makes you who you are today. So, and it can happen anytime. It doesn't have to be through adversity. It can be just as you're saying, that you right. just felt drawn and compelled to teach love. And the message right. that I received with the Kids for Love Project was that's where we need to start, is the elementary children, and then they can teach their parents and also the next generations. So let's start in with those seven essentials. The first one is actually my favorite.
Yeah, and that's to love yourself. You know, before we go there, I just wanted to say that just because you don't have child abuse in your own childhood, it doesn't mean that you don't face adversity. Because I think what happens to us is it's all in our minds. And if we're Absolutely. Not taught at a very young age to love ourselves, we start developing what I call these toxic core beliefs. And a main core belief that I see with a lot of clients that I work with and with many children that I've worked with over the years is that lack of belief within themselves, that constant searching for approval outside of themselves instead of learning how to really go within and approve of themselves from within. So whether you had a picture-perfect childhood or a horrific childhood really doesn't matter, because right. we all have those toxic core beliefs that are planted in our heart, and it's not necessarily planted there on purpose.
And it's something that we live with, and it's a very good point, because it can be something that someone happened to say, and it wasn't all that derogatory, but our minds took it that way,
right.
and yes, I think we're designed this way. I believe we come designed exactly the way we are, you know, being judgmental to ourselves and not kind to ourselves, because that's the whole journey of being here as a human and connecting with the love that we already are. We just don't know it right away. Or we knew it and we forgot about it.
Exactly, because we're remembering our true essence. And for me, as a child, you know, what happened was I was very artistic and I was very creative. I was a singer, I was a dancer, I was involved in the arts. And what began happening for me from a very young age was that people would tell me how wonderful I was based upon the things that I did. Mm-hmm. And so if I won an art contest, then I felt good enough. And if I didn't win the art contest, I determined that I wasn't good enough because I wasn't getting that praise. So at a young age, I was really learning to search for approval outside of myself, as opposed to learning to search for approval within. And that is why the number one essential in my book is to learn to love yourself. And I know that that sounds so cliche. I mean, we hear that so often. Right. But for me, it's this deeper meaning of really being able to look into the mirror, into your own eyes, and to say to that person staring back at you, I love you, and to say, you are important. Not because your mom says so, not because your dad says so, not because your teacher says so, but because deep in your heart, you know that you really matter. And I've always felt that it's so important to teach our children that from a very young age, so that when they are doing wonderful things like winning art contests and dancing and pageants and whatever else they do, that when something good happens, they accept it for, okay, that was good timing. And if they don't win, they can just say, it's okay, I did my best, because their approval isn't coming from outside of them. And so that's why the first essential needed to be to really learn how to love yourself, to like that person that you are, because that's the person you came into this world with, and that's the person you're leaving with, no matter what happens.
That's right. So other than looking in the mirror and right straight into your eyes, what else do you suggest on learning? Because for many out there, and for me at one time, you know, it can be a challenge to love oneself because of the way we're made.
Mm-hmm. And it's not only, like you said, you know, for me at one time, I think we all have these peaks and these valleys, and it's like we ride the roller coaster of life. And for us, we really, every one of us, even people like you and I who practice this on a daily basis, we have to practice on a daily basis, because if we don't, that fear sneaks up and those core beliefs sneak in, and then suddenly we're not loving ourselves anymore. Maybe we're giving too much of ourselves away. Maybe we're not saying the word no enough. Maybe we're not saying the word yes enough. So it can sneak in. One of the things that I teach is mirror work. That is number one. I teach that to my first graders. I teach that to kindergarten students. I teach that to adults. It's just so important to be able to look into the mirror and to really say positive affirmations. But another thing is really that affirmation piece. Our mind really controls so much of what happens to us in our daily lives. And we don't understand that because we're not mindful of our thoughts, because we spend so much time in our society busying ourselves from one thing to the next. And when we really sit back and we look at our thoughts, there have been studies that have shown that 85 to 90% of our thoughts in a day are negative. And if you have 85 to 90% of your thoughts and they're negative, even if they're small thoughts that were negative, like, oh, I always get the red light, or I'm going to be late again, it starts to make you feel dim on the inside. Mm-hmm. So what I like to do is not only teach people the mirror work, but to constantly and consistently remind people that affirmations are real. We say affirmations to ourselves and out loud all day long. So really learning to be mindful of what you're thinking and what you're saying, because what we're putting out into that universe is what is coming back to us. So learning to be more mindful is really important, and really analyze and look at, what am I thinking? What am I feeling? How can I turn this around?
Right. And now, two is feel your feelings. So share what you mean by that, other than the obvious, because we know that it isn't as easy.
Right. Well, because all too often when children are young and parents are busy, or teachers are trying to get something accomplished, when a child starts to feel that feeling and they start to cry or they get upset, we immediately want to rush to them to make it better. That's one. And number two, sometimes we don't want to deal with it. I mean, bottom line, you know, the adults have things going on too. And so what happens with the children is that they're often being told, you know, oh, suck it up, or you're fine, don't be dramatic, don't be a drama queen. Mm-hmm. And so we learn at a very young age to stuff our feelings.
Right.
And so as we grow and we get older, when we start to feel something, we immediately shift to try and remove that feeling. So for some people, it's really just stuffing those feelings deeper and just becoming a human doing as opposed to a human being, not allowing yourself to really live life, but to more or less exist. For other humans, what happens is they have so many feelings that they don't know how to cope with them that they turn to addictions, or they become severely depressed, or they suffer from anxiety. So if we're not allowing ourselves to let those feelings come up and let them come through us, we're trying to push them back down, it's bound and determined to end up toxic in one way or another, either upon ourselves or upon the people around us. So I always encourage my children in the workshops and adults as well, and it is harder for adults because they've built this layer upon them for many, many years of stuffing their feelings, but to really feel the feeling and know that it's okay. The world isn't going to end because you feel like crying your eyes out. Sometimes you need a good cry. You do. And
Absolutely.
After you have that good cry, you feel so much better. No one can really explain that. It's just, it's a nice release. It's an acknowledgement that you're feeling something and just moving through it.
Right. And I think it's important to acknowledge the thoughts that may be heavier than others and not run away from them. Because when you open up and show space for those thoughts, that's how you learn to embrace them, and then they just move right through you.
Right.
I think a lot has to do with the fear of not being good enough or trying to be perfect and maybe you're falling off the wagon. So I think it's embracing all of you, good, bad, or indifferent. There's nothing mm-hmm. wrong with us. We're perfectly the way, you know, perfectly fine the way we are. But again,
see how that connects back to loving yourself. Because if I'm allowing myself to really feel my feelings and I'm accepting my feelings and saying it's okay to feel sad, right. It's okay to feel silly, it's okay to feel ecstatic, it's okay to feel all of these feelings, that's another way that I'm loving myself. I'm allowing myself to really feel. And really, that's when we get in touch with our God self, is when we're really in touch with our heart and we're feeling our way through life.
Absolutely. And living through the heart instead of listening to the mind. It's amazing how we're made, I think, and how intricate each cell, each muscle, each everything. I always get fascinated about that. And then the next one is quiet the mind, which a lot of people talk about quieting the mind, and some still struggle with trying to do that. What would you say?
You know, it's interesting. The seven essentials kind of, they're all entwined. They tie into one another. And when you allow yourself to feel your feelings, you have to be able to get yourself to a place of really quieting your mind so you can ask yourself, how is this feeling serving me right now? Where is this coming from? How can I help myself? How can I turn this around? And quieting the mind could be, oftentimes people get frightened by that because they think, oh, no. I've heard meditation has to be 20 minutes in the morning, 20 minutes at night. You have to be very still. You have to be very quiet. And they start freaking out because, I mean, in today's society, who the heck has 40 minutes like that? And it's really not that at all. Quieting the mind can be just sitting for 5 minutes and listening to a soft music or listening to white noise. It could be coloring a mandala. My first graders come back every day after lunch and recess, and we have mindful time. And for about 15, 20 minutes, we either color mandalas or we lay on our yoga mats and we go to our happy place, which is a short meditation that I do for them, or we do yoga poses. So it really just means bringing yourself back to the moment that is happening right now. not allowing your mind to go ahead of you, even 5 minutes ahead of you, and not allowing your mind to go in the past, but really to just breathe in and to feel your breath and to breathe out and to feel that breath exit, and just remind yourself that you're here in the now. That gives us our power back, because when we start thinking of the future, even 5 minutes ahead, or when we start thinking of the past, we're giving our power away because we can't control those things. But if we can just take a deep breath and feel it and remember we're right here in the now, we begin to feel our power or our light within.
Exactly. Well said. So you're teaching now. I didn't realize you're still teaching. What grade?
I currently teach first grade, but I run the character education program for my elementary school from K through 5. And I have a group of fourth and fifth grade students who are ambassadors in my program. And basically, I teach them a lesson on character, and then they go into the classrooms and teach the other students. So it's
I love that.
They're my little minions.
Yes, and these are the fourth graders that do that?
Fourth and fifth grade, yes.
Wow, I love that. And Vicki's out in the state of New York, so we need to take our first break. Vicki's website is Vicki Savini, Vicki just like it sounds with an I, V-I-C-K-I. Savini is S-A-V as in Victor, I-N-I.com. And her book is Ignite the Light, Empowering Children and Adults to Be Their Absolute Best. When we come back, we'll give out the phone numbers, and feel free to call in and ask Vicki a question or share your thoughts.
Experience a different yet profound healing with Reconnective Healing. Includes yet expands beyond any and all known forms of energy healing. The Reconnective Healing Spectrum is comprised of the full healing and evolutionary continuum of energy, light, and information. It allows for healings that are not just physical, not just mental, not just emotional, yet go beyond that to bring healing that includes the evolution of your very being and essence. Deborah Beauvais, trained and certified by world-renowned Dr. Eric Pearl, offers appointment hours at Seekonk Family Chiropractic in Seekonk, Massachusetts. For questions or to set up both distance or local sessions, call Deborah at 508-431-1959. Again, 508-431-1959. Or go to lovebyintuition.com. That's lovebyintuition.com.
The Dream Vision 7 Radio Network presents Kids for Love. It's a project, a mission, and a radio show. Come join Deborah Beauvais and her young co-hosts every second Sunday at 6 p.m. as we celebrate kids making a difference. We invite other kids to join in for the spirited conversation filled with creative ideas and possibilities to start their own mission. Let's raise the bar together and cultivate a kinder world by getting inspired to help others in need. Kids for Love Project. Celebrating kids that empower others. That's every second Sunday at 6 p.m.
Do you wish to have inner peace while living in challenging times? Are you unhappy and don't know why? Life consists of either a path of love or fear. When we choose a path of love, we learn and grow. If we choose a path of fear, we stay stuck in negativity. The time is now to heal ourselves and the world by choosing a different way. Through the path to your power, your inner light, you will find self-love and experience amazing changes. You can have inner peace, wonderful relationships, good health, and a flow of abundance. Complete the circle of illuminating love using our tools and learn how to retain your power throughout life. To learn more about the path to your power and the Divine Love Within consultations, call Deborah Beauvais at 508-226-1723 or go to lovebyintuition.com.
J.T. Lewis is the big brother of Jesse Lewis, who died in Sandy Hook Elementary on December 14, 2012, while saving the lives of nine of his classmates. J.T. found comfort after Rwandan orphan genocide survivors reached out to him from their country to express their condolences and share their personal stories of tragedy and healing. Inspired by the love that was shown to him, J.T. started Newtown Helps Africa, a nonprofit organization that helps young people in Africa and beyond who've suffered personal tragedy and have shown resilience. He successfully sent one young Rwandan woman to college for 4 years and plans to do much more, all the while inspiring many young people around the world to turn hardship into an opportunity to make the world a better place. Link on to NewtownHelpsRwanda.org.
Invite the Kids for Love Project, an enrichment program, into your school, classroom, or wellness center. Kids for Love Project is focused on teaching kids unconditional love for self and others. The project is a journey into self-discovery. It consists of fun, creative tools to learn self-love, like I choose love, I am love, I stand in love, and utilizing one's energies with reconnective healing and tuning into one's intuition for inner guidance, plus connecting to our natural surroundings. Kids who hold love for self do not bully or harm others. Let's cultivate a kinder world that holds compassion for all. Teaching the power of love to our kids is the way. To learn more or to bring Kids for Love Project to your school, contact Deborah Beauvais, 508-226-1723. That's 508-226-1723. Or go to our Kids for Love Project on Facebook.
And we are back. And I'd like to share with everyone that, for those that may not be aware, we had Dream Vision 7 had a February contest of what does love mean to you? And we still haven't listed our winner or presented. We're down to two people. And it's really, challenging, you know, decision because they did so well. So we will be announcing that via our blog tomorrow. And all you have to do is go on Dream Visions, the number with an S on the end, the number 7radio.com. Also follow us on all the social media. You can sign up for our newsletter. We have a drawing give away a book every month, so you can just do that. And there's a lot of excitement going on. We've got some new hosts coming on. So anyway, for the show today, Sean is in the house, and if you have a thought or you want to share or you have a question for Vicki, please call us. The number is 617-237-1234. Again, 617-237-1234. Toll free 866-338-9663. We'd love to have you. And here we are. And the book can be purchased Hay House naturally. It's on our website, Books We Adore. Also, all the places, everything from Amazon. The book is amazing because it's all about love, which is what we choose to say during our shows. So, what I wanted to check with you is for the next piece, you're speaking number four, is Tune In.
Yes, and you know, Deborah, it's so interesting when we had the break and I was sitting here and I did realize just how long 30 seconds is or how long 45 seconds is. And we left off with essential number three, which is really about quieting the mind. And just sitting for that 30, 45 seconds, really, it does quiet your mind when you just take those few moments to breathe in.
Right. And isn't it interesting that, you know, when we're rushing to get somewhere, 5 minutes seems like no time at all. But and this is something that I had received from a guest years ago, and I just always say present moment, perfect moment, and it kind of just brings you to the quiet, even though you might be throwing your makeup on really quickly. But yeah, it really centers you, and you realize you've got so much more time than you thought. It brings the anxiety down.
It does. And, you know, I see this more and more with my students. And at the current time, I teach first grade. And so my kids are about 6 or 7 years old. And oftentimes, people on the outside looking in think, oh, but kids, you know, they're so much fun and they just have good energy. And that's true. But our society is just rushing them to move through childhood so quickly in so many different ways. And I'm always saying to my kids from the beginning of the year, I have said to them, there's no race. Take a deep breath. There's no race. And they would be racing to the line or racing to get the paper first or, you know, racing to get their papers done. And it's just starting to come around now. It's March, where I'm hearing the kids say to one another, there's no race. Slow down, it's okay. And I'm seeing them mm-hmm. move through the classroom like a symphony as opposed to racing through the classroom. But that comes from a lot of work on these essentials, really teaching them to take a deep breath, that everything happens in the perfect time, that it's okay when bad things happen, and really teaching them those first three essentials so that they can move to the fourth essential, which is tuning in. And I liken tuning in to kind of like a radio station. You know, when you would be driving in the car and you're trying to get the right station and you would get the crackling sound and then it would finally hit. Tuning in is really about tuning into our higher self, being able to love yourself and being able to feel your feelings and being able to quiet your mind so that you really can hear that little voice that's deep inside of you that gives you the good stuff. And when we can tune into our higher selves, then it becomes easier for us to tune into the people around us. And it's so critically important for teachers and for parents to learn how to do this, because oftentimes their child is crying out for help by a negative behavior, but it's not being seen that way. Instead, it's being seen as their failure or their frustration, when really what's happening is the child needs them to see them in their pain at that moment. But if they're not able to tune in, if they're not able to click to that right station, so to speak, by having a quieted mind, then it's going to be very difficult to navigate that relationship.
Right. I love when you said to see them, because that's what they want. They want you to see that they are there and they have a thought or a question or something troubling that they want to share. And I love that. That is so key.
Yeah. And it's so important. Oftentimes I find myself, you know, getting down on my knees, or if the kids are sitting on the carpet, that I get down and I sit with them. And I had a student teacher last year, and she commented on that. And she's like, you know, Mrs. Savini, you do that, and I don't even think you realize how often you're on the floor. You're always down at their eye level.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, of course I am. I'm in their world. But that's why they feel that I see them. It's because I'm seeing them with my heart. I'm not seeing them with my eyes.
Right.
Seeing them with my heart, and that's what we really need to do with our children. Instead of looking at them and finding everything that's wrong with them or seeing all of the negative behaviors that they have, we need to be able to kind of shut our eyes, so to speak, and open our hearts and see with our heart so that we can really see what's going on with them. Because what they need is love. And when they're acting out, it's because they don't feel loved. They don't believe they're loved.
Right.
So tuning in is just so critically important, but we can only truly do that if we're able to teach ourselves to be mindful, to be in the moment, and to feel our own feelings so that we can recognize their feelings and help them to navigate those feelings.
Right. Now, I know you've been teaching, well, you've had the experience, and I just realized during the show that you've been a teacher all these years. Have you seen, you know, from 5 years ago, the kids that are coming up, are they more tuned in, would you say, than before? Do you notice differences?
Yes, it's very interesting. What I see is that children are always tuned in, but by the time they get to me when they're 6 years old, they're already starting to lose that. Mm-hmm. And I have a 9-year-old son who is very intuitive. And many years ago, he said to me, "You know, Mommy," we were talking about a child that was trying to tell his mom something, and she wasn't really listening. And she wanted to be pregnant, and he kept walking up to her, and he kept saying, "Mommy, baby girl, coming soon." And she got really upset, and she's like, "Why is he saying this to me? I'm not pregnant." And my son got upset with her, and he said, "Don't you understand? He just came from heaven," because he was only 4 at the time. And he said, "He remembers, and he's very connected." And he goes, "The baby is coming. You are going to have a baby girl." And she thought that, you know, I was crazy and my son was crazy. And then about 4 months later, she called me and told me that she was indeed pregnant at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And her son was right. But it just, I mentioned that because my son has always said, "You know, Mom, when kids are young, it's important to teach them these lessons. I'm glad that you do this because, you know, that's when they're still so in touch with that light that's inside of them. But when they get to me at 6 and 7, our society now has so much fear and so much anxiety in it, and there's so much pressure in American education that when they come to me, they're already feeling that anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not difficult for me. The moment I sit down with them and I teach them how to quiet their energy, and we do affirmations every morning, and we do our mirror work on Wednesday mornings, they take to it. They're like sponges. So they're so ready for it. And it's like, it's great because it's just in time. It's just in the nick of time for them to remember the essence of who they are.
You know, I just got the goosebumps, and I know why, because I do mirror work as well, and I go to the school on Wednesdays. So what I thought was, what I felt was that you're doing your work, I'm doing mine, and who knows who else. And so that vibration is building and building, and just like a wave just flowing through beyond just our classrooms. And that,
yeah,
to me is really why we're doing this, and why we're supposed to be doing the work we're doing with the children. And I just love that. So we need to take our next break. I wanted to ask a question about your son, but we will wait till we come back. And
okay,
everybody,
we'll hold that thought.
Yes, we are with author Vicki Savini, and she is a Hay House author of this beautiful book, Ignite the Light, Empowering Children and Adults to Be Their Absolute Best. And it's VickiSavini.com. Back in a moment.
Take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Bovee on the Love by Intuition show, Sundays 9 to 10 p.m. Our message is love in the purest form. The light within us all is a guide to recall our beginning, to learn to love self and humankind, to feel the higher power of our own divinity. To attract love, one needs to be love. Sunday 9 to 10 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Do you wish to have inner peace while living in challenging times? Are you unhappy and don't know why? Life consists of either a path of love or fear. When we choose a path of love, we learn and grow. If we choose a path of fear, we stay stuck in negativity. The time is now to heal ourselves and the world by choosing a different way. Through the path to your power, your inner light, you will find self-love and experience amazing changes. You can have inner peace, wonderful relationships, good health, and a flow of abundance. Complete the circle of illuminating love using our tools and learn how to retain your power throughout life. To learn more about the path to your power and the Divine Love Within consultations, call Deborah Bovee at 508-226-1723. Or go to lovebyintuition.com.
The goal of the Jesse Lewis Choose Love Foundation is to cultivate a more peaceful world by creating awareness that we can choose love.
By providing tools for our children and communities, we can enable them to develop a healthy level of optimism that leads to resilience. Our mission is to give people the understanding that they can choose love by living a life with gratitude, having the ability to forgive, and to be compassionate. This is a proactive effort towards mental health that'll provide children and adults with the perspective and wisdom they need to be able to navigate through life in a happy, fulfilled, and meaningful way. Our website is jessielewischooselove.org.
Join Dr. Bernie Siegel on Mind Health Matters every first Sunday at 8 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network. Bernie will draw from his inspirational personal journey, offering us special nuggets of his sacred wisdom. Listen in as Bernie reminds us to be fully engaged in life.
Experience a different yet profound healing with Reconnective Healing. Includes yet expands beyond any and all known forms of energy healing. The Reconnective Healing Spectrum is comprised of the full healing and evolutionary continuum of energy, light, and information. It allows for healings that are not just physical, not just mental, not just emotional, yet go beyond that to bring healing that includes the evolution of your very being and essence. Deborah Beauvais, trained and certified by world-renowned Dr. Eric Pearl, offers appointment hours at Seekonk Family Chiropractic in Seekonk, Massachusetts. For questions or to set up both distance or local sessions, call Deborah at 508-431-1959. Again, 508-431-1959. Or go to lovebyintuition.com. That's lovebyintuition.com.
Having a great time talking about self-love, how to love yourself, and what it's all about. I wanted to ask Vicki about your son, the 9-year-old. Has he retained as he's now, you know, he's not 6 or 7, he's now 9, and he's expanding and growing as he gets older and the kids are at school. Does he still retain his gifts? And are you just cultivating those so they'll grow and expand?
Absolutely. Absolutely. He puts a smile on my face every day when I see that he's really using what I've been teaching through the years. Because sometimes you teach things and you're not quite sure. Are they getting it? Are they really hearing this? Are they really understanding this? And he comes out with some of the most beautiful things. We had two friends had a sleepover here the other night, and one of them was younger. He's a young boy, and he's never done a sleepover before, and his mom said he always wakes up in the middle of the night and cries for her. And that's going back to that being in tune with your child, because he did wake up screaming at 4 a.m, and I went in, and he was sleeping, and I just put my hand on his arm and gently rubbed his arm, and I said, "It's okay, honey, you're safe." And as I said that, my son grabbed his hand, and he said, "It's okay, Dill." He goes, "It's just a bad dream. The white lights of Christ surround and protect you." And I smiled because I thought to myself, that's exactly what I would say to my son when he was young and he had a bad dream.
Oh.
And it was interesting to see him reciprocating that, you know?
Yeah, that just, you must have filled up what I call with the tingles.
I did, yes. From head to toe, it was amazing, and I just sat there for a few moments, and my son just looked over at me and just, you know, gave me a gentle smile, and I often hear him when he's talking with other kids that he will look at them and he will say, "No, it's okay, you can work this out, you just have to believe in yourself, you can do this."
Yeah.
So when I hear him saying those things, I think, he's going to totally take over my work. Like,
he's and that's okay. That's okay. Yeah. He can reach more people. Yeah. How exciting that is to, you know, that he's embracing and holding on. It's exciting, and even for older ones, I know I've got grandchildren that are this age of your 9-year-old, and what I find is from being around them, they'll pick up different terms and use them comfortably because it resonates with them, and then before you know it, their parents are saying the same thing, so it's exciting. So I wanted to move on to the next essential, so we can get them in there. Number 5 is remove toxic thoughts.
Oh, yes. Wonderful. So with removing toxic thoughts, it goes back to what we talked about in the beginning of our conversation, how your mind can really overtake you quite quickly with those fearful thoughts, those toxic thoughts. And so removing toxic thoughts is really about pretending you just have this magic eraser, and that when the negative thoughts come in, that you stop them, like really holding your hand up and stopping them at the door and turning them around. And I had the cutest thing happen a few weeks ago in my classroom. I have a book that I read by Byron Katie. It's called Tiger, Tiger, Is It True? Mm-hmm. And it's a children's book that teaches her 4 steps to turning negative thoughts around.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we've read it a few times in the classroom, and one of my students was sitting on the rug, and we were doing math, and he was getting visibly frustrated. And I said, it's okay, buddy. Like, we'll just explain it a different way. It's not a big deal. And he's like, I hate math. I stink at math. I'm never going to get this. And one of the little girls sitting next to him turned and said to him, that's a terrible affirmation. And I just stood there quiet. And she said, you need to turn that around. And then one of my other kids said, why don't you try I'm getting better at math every day? And it was funny because, just again, to listen to them having the conversations, now, you know, they've heard this from me, and so now they're responding in their own way. It was really beautiful. And, you know, they calmed him down, and he wasn't frustrated anymore. And when you're frustrated, you can't think straight. So he was thinking, I stink at math, and he really was stinking at math because he couldn't even think straight.
Right.
And after the kids, you know, were kind of like encouraging him and saying,
empowering him.
Yeah. Then he was like, wait a minute, I can do this. I get it now.
Yeah. See?
Yeah.
That's so great. I love that. I love that. Okay. The next one is speak your truth.
Speak your truth. This is a big one. I run empowerment camps in the summer for kids, and oftentimes it's very difficult for children to speak up about how they feel, especially when they need to say something to an adult. So I teach them how to use I statements to speak their truth, and we learn a great deal about why an I statement is important. And an I statement is really saying how you're feeling and why you're feeling that way and what you need to feel better. And by doing an I statement, they're not blaming the other person, but they're really just saying, this is how I feel and this is what I need. And the important component that I've added to that, you know, an I statement goes, I feel blah, 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 when you blah, 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 what I really need is. And oftentimes a child might look and say, I feel sad when you leave me out because it hurts my feelings. What I really need is for you to play with me. Well, the component I've added is to, again, teach them to be dependent upon themselves, so to look within. So right. I feel sad when you leave me out because it hurts my feelings. What I really need is for you to play with me. Now, if the child says, well, I don't want to play with you, then they're going to continue to feel sad. So then we teach them the second component of, okay, I've told you what I need, I told you how I feel, and you're not responding to me, so what can I do for myself to feel better? And so then they would say, I feel sad when you leave me out. What I really need is to go and find a different friend right now. Or what I really need is to go do something that makes my heart happy. And so it's, again, teaching them, instead of depending upon someone else to give you your happiness.
Yeah, right. And that covers everything, is depending on someone else to fill you up with love. And right. That's what we do when we look for a partner, and we're not conscious. We're looking for them to fill us up with the love when the love is already there within. The light right. is too. The light isn't going anywhere. It's there. Well, we only have a few more minutes, and I want to get it in. The last one, number 7, and notice how you have 7 essentials, my favorite number, plug in.
And you're going to love that the 7th one for plug in is really plugging in to your higher power. And so however you do that, for some it may be walking in nature, it may be meditating, it may be praying to a god, it may be finding the light within. However you do that, it's really about plugging into something, because we are part of something bigger. We're all part of something bigger. And so we have to celebrate that. And if you're disconnected, if you don't have a connection to something bigger than you, it's really hard to find strength in the times when you feel weak. So the 7th essential really is about finding your higher power, whatever that may be for you. And that leads right. us right back to loving ourselves.
Right. And you know what, Vicki, for anyone out there that may not believe in, you know, God, whatever they want to call it, one has to know every single human has experienced the glory of what that higher intelligence is through miracles, through different funky things that happen. They're not coincidences. There is right. a higher intelligence, and we're part of that. We're not separate from it. We're part of it. So
and you don't have to understand it. It's a feeling. It's that connection.
Exactly. Exactly. Right. It is a feeling. It just is. And it's all there is. And that's what love is. Love is all there is. And God and the high intelligence, everything, the universe, it's resonating in love. And we are too. We just have to get back to it or find it when it's
just
right
have to
there.
Remember it.
Right there. So anyway, I want to give you an opportunity. What do you want to leave the listeners with? What would you say?
Well, I guess one thing I would like to leave with them is just to remember how important childhood is, because it is the most precious time of our lives, and it gives our children a foundation. Whether we're giving them a strong foundation or a weak foundation is really up to us. And one thing that I always remember, try to remind myself for my own son, is his childhood isn't going to be that long. I mean, I held him in my arms when he was a 9-pound baby, and now he's a 9-year-old boy. And so every day I try to be mindful of that. And if I feel like my head is spinning or I'm thinking something else when I should be right here in the moment, all I really need to do is look into his eyes, and that brings me back to remember that his childhood is a very short period of time, and I want that to be such a strong foundation for him that as he grows older, it's a source of strength for him and not a source of pain. So
right.
just remembering the importance of childhood and celebrating it instead of disintegrating it.
Right, and taking that childhood with us. We still have that little child inside. It's part of us, and celebrating that and cultivating it as part of the adult. We're all part of the same. Yeah, and you know what? I'm for one, too. Sometimes we get so serious, but that child brings the joy and the fun and the silliness, and that's what makes life so joyful.
It certainly does, remembering that inner child.
Yeah, and with that said, I want to thank you for coming on, and for it's been a joy, Vicki. And for everyone out there, you can catch the show Tuesday and Friday, 6 a.m., 6 p.m. Eastern Time. It'll be archived on the Live by Intuition, so you can pick it up later on demand. And our station is syndicated, so it will be heard worldwide, international, local, everywhere. So thank you for that.
Thanks so much, Deborah.
You're welcome. And everyone out there, I hope and trust that you feel the love that was exuded in this hour. And until the next time, au revoir.
We may not know the reason.
Are you seeking a clearer path to love? Then tune in to the Love by Intuition show next week, all designed to your highest good. To contact Deborah Buffet, owner of Empowered Connections, call her at 508-226-1723. That's 508-226-1723. Or link on to lovebyintuition.com. Remember, we are all one, and we are all part of the miracle of love.